The papers are displayed alongside Civil War era artifacts in a gallery being prepared here by Fraser staff. Curator of collections Kelly Williams Wilkerson says they were purchased at auction last year from descendants of the family that once owned Bellevue Place, the sanitarium where Mary Todd Lincoln was sent for treatment.
We have a court proceeding document where Mary Todd is legally declared insane, and then that gives way to a warrant that we have for her arrest and commitment at Bellevue Place. And then we also have the ledger for Bellevue where she signed into the institution.
In the spring of 1875, Robert Todd Lincoln, a 31-year-old Chicago attorney, was at wit's end about his mother, who was also living in Chicago. She was suffering from hallucinations and delusions, shopped compulsively, and walked around with thousands of dollars sewn into her petticoat. Having lost three of her four boys to illness over the years, she lived in constant fear that something would happen to her eldest and only surviving son, although he was in no danger. A telegram she sent to Robert was recounted in the PBS documentary Abraham and Mary Lincoln, A House Divided.
Rouse yourself and live for my sake. All I have is yours from this hour. I am praying every moment for your life to be spared to your mother.
He consulted with seven of the best doctors in the Midwest, and they all told him that if he did not act, something horrible was going to happen.
Historian Jason Emerson is the author of The Madness of Mary Lincoln.
Mary had this insane delusion about fire, that either buildings or whole cities were on fire or were about to be. So all the doctors told Robert, they said, any person with a delusion such as this could at any minute just leap out of the window.
So Robert Lincoln began the process of having his mother involuntarily committed. After a three-hour trial, a jury declared Mary Lincoln insane. She was taken the following day to Bellevue Place, an institution that at the time treated mostly wealthy women. Emerson believes Mary Lincoln suffered from bipolar disorder, a condition exacerbated by the awful losses she suffered, the deaths of her children, the assassination of her husband. But Mary Lincoln biographer Gene Baker says historians are divided on the severity of her mental illness. Baker is firmly in the camp of those who believe that Mary, while troubled, should not have been committed against her will.
I mean, my position on this is here's a woman who's had a truly tragic life, and Robert should have cut her a little slack and not tried to put her in an institution.
Having gained her release after about 4 months at Bellevue, Mary Lincoln was declared sane at a second trial and lived in Europe for several years. Both Emerson and Baker agree that Robert Lincoln acted out of genuine concern for his mother, but the episode left Mary Lincoln bitter toward her son, Jason Emerson.
She was so bitter, in fact, that she claimed that she hired men to kill him, and at one point she was carrying around a pistol that had once belonged to her son, Tad, and she said that if Robert ever comes near me, I will kill him.
Mary Lincoln would not speak to Robert for 5 years, though they eventually reestablished a relationship. She died in 1882 in Springfield, Illinois. The Mary Todd Lincoln commitment papers are part of a larger exhibit at the Fraser History Museum called My Brother, My Enemy, that focuses on family divisions caused by Civil War loyalties and other circumstances. The exhibit continues through early April. Rick Howlett, WFPL News.